Good morning, Chaffee County, our friends elsewhere in our listening area and worldwide on the web. I'm Elliot Jackson, and this is your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget on KHEN LP 106.9 FM for Thursday, October 19th, 2023. The News Nugget is a collaboration between KHEN and the Arc Valley Voice, Chaffee County's premier source for independent, fact-based journalism, reminding you that truth has a voice. We'll be coming to you every Thursday morning at 9:45 a.m. on KHEN, and you can also access our podcast at arcvalleyvoice.com. And now the top news of the week. Election season is on, and Chaffee County Clerk and Recorder Lori Mitchell has put all involved in making them happen, from candidates to election watchers to voters, that there will be no shenanigans tolerated in the 2023 election. Watchers, voters, and election officials deserve a transparent and respectful environment for election administration, Mitchell writes. Watchers play an important role in elections by witnessing the process and sharing what they learn with others in the community. Voters should expect that ballots will be arriving in mailboxes at the end of this week. The county has used a new ballot printer vendor and says the vendor has turned out a high-quality ballot package. There have been some changes in the ballot design, some generated locally and others by the state, but an instruction sheet will be included. The instructions list times and locations for vote centers and drop boxes. Voters should note that the packets do not include a secrecy sleeve, and they are encouraged to put just the ballot inside the return envelope and drop it off at an official drop box or mail it back. Meanwhile, speaking of electoral shenanigans, it appears that the rising tide of white Christian nationalism that has spawned such movements as the Moms for Liberty has reached a Chaffee County school board election. A flyer at an October 15th candidate forum for the Buena Vista Board of Education election featured three candidates for office, Montana Brown, John Martin, and current member Brett Mitchell, all taking a stand against accommodations for transgendered students as well as state social studies standards, and espousing abstinence based sex education and what they call parents' rights, which essentially amounts to curtailing students' rights, specifically to mental health counseling or pronoun usage that the group does not approve of. The other candidates were listed on the flyer as having no response on these issues. Apparently, according to at least one of these candidates, it was because they were not contacted for any response. A freight train derailment north of Pueblo around 4:45 p.m. on Sunday, October 15th, closed I-25 in both directions. The closure around mile point 107.38 involved around 30 rail cars and the coal the cars were carrying, spreading it across both lanes of I-25. The accident is being investigated by the National Transportation Administration. The derailment has caused significant damage to the railroad bridge crossing I-25. Colorado Department of Transportation maintenance patrols are assisting with traffic control. The latest traffic information from CDOT is that the northbound lanes of I-25 at mile point 107 north of Pueblo are closed. The recommended detour between Pueblo and Colorado Springs is US 50 to Colorado 115, which includes a 12-mile construction zone with an 11-foot width limit. Southbound lanes are open. And finally, coming up regionally on Friday, October 20th in Westcliff is a steampunk-themed production of the play Gaslight at the Jones Theater. Doors open at 7 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30. Tickets for this event are available online at jonestheater.com. And on Saturday, October 21st, Lead Thrill, a Halloween-themed drag show and dance party, is coming to Freight, 320 East 9th Street in Leadville. The doors will open at 7 p.m. and the show will start at 8 p.m. Tickets for the 18-plus event are available for purchase online. General admission is $25. That's it for your Arc Valley Voice News Nugget. Tune in next Thursday, October 26th at 9:45 a.m.